The First Letter of Peter, Chapter 3. Duties of Husbands and Wives. In the same way, wives must be submissive to their husbands. If any of them resists the word, they will be won over without words by the conduct of their wives. It will be enough for them to see your responsible and blameless conduct. Do not be taken up with outward appearances, hairstyles, gold necklaces, and clothes. There is something more permanent that shines from within a person, a gentle and peaceful disposition. This is really precious in God's eyes. This was the way the holy women of the past dressed. They put their trust in God and were obedient to their husbands, namely Sarah, who had such respect for Abraham that she called him her Lord. You are her children if you do what is right and are not afraid. Husbands, in your turn, be sensible in your life together. Be considerate, realizing that the woman is of a more frail disposition and that you both share in the gift of life. This will prevent anything from coming in the way of your prayer. Finally, you should all be of one mind. Share each other's troubles with mutual affection. Be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil for evil or answer one insult with another. Give a blessing instead, since this is what you have been called to do, and so you will receive the blessing. For if you seek life and want to see happiness, keep your tongue from evil and your mouth from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it, because the Lord's eyes are turned to the just, and his ears listen to their appeal. But the Lord frowns on evildoers. Do not fear or be disturbed. Who can harm you if you devote yourselves to doing good? If you suffer for the sake of righteousness, happy are you. Do not fear what they fear or be disturbed as they are, but bless the Lord Christ in your hearts. Always have an answer ready when you are called upon to account for your hope, but give it simply and with respect. Keep your conscience clear so that those who slander you may be put to shame by your upright Christian living. Better to suffer for doing good, if it is God's will, than for doing wrong. Endure sufferings as Christ did. Remember how Christ died once and for all for our sins. He, the just one, died for the unjust in order to lead us to God. In the body, he was put to death. In the spirit, he was raised to life. And it was then that he went to preach to the imprisoned spirits. They were the generation who did not believe when God, in his great patience, delayed punishing the world while Noah was building the ark in which a small group of 8 persons escaped through water. That was a type of the baptism that now saves you. This baptism is not a matter of physical cleansing, but of asking God to reconcile us through the resurrection of Christ Jesus. He has ascended to heaven and is at the right hand of God, having subjected the angels, dominations, and powers.